Fatalities took place within the last 2 weeks. Of course, anyone under 18 is required to wear a helmet, whether they're driving or riding as a passenger, and all passengers, regardless of age, must wear a seatbelt when riding in a UTV. So if you haven't been doing that, now is a good time to start. Coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh reports on Lake Michigan trout and salmon action off Sheboygan. Adventure outfitter Nick Gordon invites listeners to attend his 4-day land navigation workshop in the Northern Kettle Moraine in October. And fishing guide Hunter Ehlert reports on the fishing action on Castle Rock Lake. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Peat and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer 4 seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeatandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peat and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the 2 giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public public file.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan Fishing Report, brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. And you'll find updates on his Facebook page. He posts photos just about every day of the fish they catch. And you'll also find a video and audio recording of this fishing report and every one that we do for Outdoors Radio. That Facebook page is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. And also this week, a new sponsor, Explorer's Guide Maritime Academy. And they're located in Wisconsin, and they've got offices elsewhere as well, and we'll talk about that. Their website is explorersguidemidwest.org. Joining us once again, Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Great to be back, Dan, and fall is in the air, that's for sure.
It certainly is. Now, we are recording this on Labor Day weekend. It's kind of breezy here in southwest Wisconsin. I imagine you're facing the same things up there, right?
Yeah, we had some west winds the last couple days, and it was very pleasant on the lake, but today it's blowing out of the north pretty steady, so a rough lake today, but this week it looks like another really nice fall forecast of light winds and cooler temperatures.
Cooler temperatures are nice. We had a couple of really hot days there last week, but how has the fishing been now?
Fishing's been good. It's been very good, I should say. They are moving in closer. We were catching them offshore a little farther out about a week ago, and the fish were kind of spread out, but now they're starting to school up in a little closer, within a mile and a half, 2 miles of shore, and anywhere from 75 to 100 feet of water. We're fishing all south of Sheboygan, anywhere from the power plant, Sheboygan Harbor area, and these water depths all the way south to about Oostburg, Belgium area. Good king action, some coho, some rainbow. Not too many lake trout and browns, but mostly salmon and some steelhead rainbow action. So good numbers of fish. Our customers have been having a good time with this. And as you know, Dan, you know, the fall season here, as we wind down, these fish start heading in closer to spawn, the bigger ones, and that's just starting to happen. So we're following them in from deep water into this depth now, and sooner or later they'll be in the shallow water.
Yeah, and that's the, well, it's always exciting to fish off Sheboygan, but that's the real exciting time when you're in shallow water or even in the harbor, which is kind of tricky because you do laps there and people just, you know, go around the inside of the harbor and catch fish. The pier fishermen getting any yet?
They are getting some, Dan. It's a good question. There's been folks on the end of both piers, the North and South Pier out of the Port of Sheboygan, and we've seen them land some fish. We fished in there as well, either early, real early in the morning, like right into the dark, 5, 5.30, 6 a.m., catching some kings in front, or evening, like 7, 7.30, 8, 8.30 has been the prime time, and same with them on the pier. But any other time, it's been pretty slow in there. Then we motor offshore and fish to 75 to 100-foot range and get numbers of fish out there. But look for this area, harbor mouth area, to improve as we troll into September here. These fish will be coming in and staging for their spawning time of year, going up the rivers and tributaries to do their spawning. So keep an eye on these areas. It's only going to get better and better. I think it's a little behind this year just because of water temperatures being anywhere from 70 to 75 degrees on the surface. So it's lukewarm water, and these fish, I think, are staying offshore a little longer than normal, but they'll be coming in soon, and that's normal for them during late September, early October.
What are you getting them on?
Oh, deeper in that 75 to 100-foot range, rotating flashers are really good on wire divers, copper board setups, and downriggers, fishing suspended anywhere from 50 feet to the bottom, trolling about 2.2 to 2.5 miles per hour. We're trolling north and south, so parallel with shore works best in this depth. A lot of other anglers are doing the same thing. Also, spoons are really good, like white bloody nose, red spoons, moonshine, salmon candy, pearl king, yuck spoons, green spoons, anything in orange or green is good. Either standard size or magnum size on slide divers, 5 and 7 colors of lead core. Otherwise on downriggers as well, down like 40 to 80 foot down on the downriggers, depending on what depth you're in. So good spoon bite right now, good flasher fly bite right now. We're looking forward to hopefully a good jay plug bite here in the harbor area in a few more weeks, because that's usually the lure of choice in closer.
Yeah, you mentioned that last time, and I know you like that style of fishing.
Yeah, I do. It's a lot of fun, and what's unique with Sheboygan is we have a natural flowing river system that pumps water out into the lake, you know, river water, and it's that coffee-colored brown stained water, and it really attracts fish to our port, and we can fish them all over the front of the harbor, outside the harbor, and work this water, which is kind of cover for the fish. There's bait fish in there. It's a water temp break as well. So it's a popular area, a good time of year to fish for these fish. And then also, like you mentioned, they come inside the harbor, and we have a big harbor here, so we control inside the harbor and catch them there too. And then finally, they'll shoot up the river all the way up to the Kohler Dam eventually. And then guys on shore will catch them all the way up to Kohler Dam, wayside area of Sheboygan River, harbor area. It becomes a really popular time of year for a lot of different anglers here in Sheboygan.
It certainly does. And, you know, when I lived over that way, I fished the river quite a bit and actually had a membership in River Wildlife for a few years. In fact, my picture in the Fishing Hall of Fame is me holding a Sheboygan salmon from the river in that stretch on the River Wildlife property. My cousin Brad Small took that photo. Gosh, it's probably 20 years ago, but hey, it was a beautiful king, and I caught it on a fly rod in the river, so I figured that would be a good one to use.
Perfect, perfect, and in a very good area, too, to catch fish like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dan, do you have openings now in September?
I do, yeah. We're starting to wind down. We do have some openings. We're not 100% full like we were a lot of the summer months here, so give me a call. We'll get you in on this fishing yet. And if you can't make it out this year, we are taking reservations for 2025 for next season, and we will all winter long at 920-377-1147. Visit our website, dumperdan.com, and you can access our Facebook page right on our homepage, dumperdan.com, and check out all our pictures and videos on our Facebook page as well. Again, phone number, though, to get a hold of me directly, 920-377-1147.
All right. Well, Dan, your second sponsor this week is a new one, Explorer's Guide Maritime Academy. What is that business all about?
Yeah, that's a unique business that I've sent quite a few of my first mates to, Dan, to this class. It's a class that you take and you test with the Coast Guard. You take this through Dave at the academy to get your credentials to be a charter boat captain. The six-pack license is the most popular. I have the master's license myself. You can get that, and there's other licenses you can get as well if you're pursuing something different than what we do. But the six-pack angler captain's license is the most popular, and that's what he teaches the most of. I met this outfit a long time ago, and it had a different owner, and then Dave took over, and he's been running it since and doing a wonderful job. Now, he was always out of Appleton, Wisconsin, Sturgeon Bay, and Illinois throughout the year, every year. And I had him come to Sheboygan 3 years ago, and we did a class here. And I think we're one short of filling it that first year. So now, every year he comes back in mid-January to early February for a two-week class each year in Sheboygan. So we host a class here And it's 3 days. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, two-week stretch, you know, two basically weekends to go for your credentials to be a charter boat captain. And you can check out our Facebook page for more information on that. We'll give you information here right now on how to get a hold of him. Very unique class. I've sent a lot of people there, and you go home with your license, and you can pursue this career if you'd like.
What is the difference between the master's license that you have and the so-called six-pack, the basic charter captain's license?
It's a heavier tonnage license, basically for an upgrade to more into shipping and not just captaining of charter boat size boats. I got it back in the 1980s because back then I could charter more than six people on a boat with the master's license, and you still can, but a few things have changed since then. You got to carry a life raft. You got to carry an E-perb. You have to be insured differently. So I don't do that because, you know, usually we're six people or less. But back when I started, I could take out, you know, 8-10 people on one boat. So I went for my master's just for that reason. And also, if I ever wanted to do something different, you know, on Lake Michigan in a different vessel or a larger ship or vessel, a coal boat, what have you, tugboat, barge, I could do that with that license. So that's kind of why I went for that back then.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Now, you know my son has the six-pack license. He could be a fishing guide, but he's a sailboat captain up on Lake Superior. And I'm not sure who he took the course with, but he did this very same training you're talking about. It's critical. You have to have it if you're going to be a charter captain or take people out for money, basically, on the Great Lakes. And what other waters does that apply to, do you know?
Pretty much all over the country. It'll cover everywhere. I mean, you could go down to the Florida Keys, you could Tampa Bay, the oceans, what have you, which is really unique. I've known guys already, I haven't, but that would charter Lake Michigan in the summer and go down south and charter somewhere in the winter so they could use their same credentials to do that elsewhere. And I believe your son, too, with that sailing license, I think that's the same license that all my guys have, I do believe.
I think you're right, because John calls it a six-pack license. And yeah, I know the late Roger LePenter, a good friend of mine from Lake Superior, used to go down to Belize and other southern ports in the wintertime and fish bonefish and tarpon down there. So I know there are people who do that.
You know, it's comforting, too, for the customer as well. They know now that, you know, the captain's license, he's insured, he's inspected to take you out on a lake and show you a safe trip. And that's what this class really does. And it teaches you how to take care of the boat, the people, the navigational rules that you need to know, the weather, seamanship, rope tying, everything. So for the customer, when he makes a reservation, like with your son to go sailing or us to go fishing, they're in good hands, you know, with this captain that has the credentials that has to do this to take you out on the lake legally.
Absolutely, yep. And the safety aspect is so important. We don't think about it very often, but the first thing you talk about when people get on the boat is, here are the life jackets, here are the rules, and your job is to get everybody not only to make sure they have fun, but to get them back safely to shore.
Yep, and that's what Dave does with this class, and he does a great job, and he'll walk you through it. And even if you, you know, one of the subjects that you test on that last Sunday, you don't get through and you fail, you can come back and retest it. He'll reteach you, and then all the information gets mailed to the Coast Guard. And usually within 90 days, you'll have your credentials in hand and ready to go. So it's a fun class. I mean, and all the years I've been doing this, I still remember back in the early 80s when I went to class in Milwaukee and got my license. And it's just one of those things that once you have, you'll have forever. You renew every 5 years. You got to take a physical, drug test, and all that. But you can keep these credentials for your whole life if you continue to renew.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much for that insight on the Explorer's Guide Maritime Academy. I would imagine that there are at least a few listeners out there who are thinking, you know, maybe I would like to do this.
Yep, and if anybody has questions, either call David at the numbers we have here for you. It'll be on my Facebook page as well. Otherwise, you can call me direct too, and I can help you with anything you need and get you signed up for the class in your area that you want to participate in.
All right, and folks, that phone number is 920-733-5500, and their website is explorersguidemidwest.org. Well, Dan, thanks so much, and we will talk to you again in 2 weeks and see if those kings are in the harbor yet.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend as well.
Thank you. You too. Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Sheboygan. His business, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store. His website, DumperDan.com, and Facebook, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at DanSmallOutdoors.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any clouds will give way to plentiful sunshine, gusty southwest winds to 20 miles per hour, and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear to mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine for your Monday with our highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 43.
98 Q Country.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is a familiar voice on the show, adventure guide and outfitter Nick Gordon. Nick is the owner of Now Outdoors Expedition Company, and he leads people to backcountry adventures here in Wisconsin, in the boundary waters of Minnesota and Ontario, to Mount Everest. He's been to the Andes of Peru and the Amazon jungle and beyond. His website is nowoutdoors.org. And he joins us now from his home base in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Well, Nick, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan. Good to be back.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and you've always got adventures. You've got one coming up next month. But before we get to that, you're going to Mount Everest next week. What are you going to do there?
Yeah, we're heading back to Nepal. This will be our first time back since the pandemic. And we're going to do an Everest base camp trek. So we're taking off on the 14th, and we'll be back home October 1st.
Okay.
So we'll be gone for a couple weeks.
And a base camp trek, what does that involve?
Well, we'll be flying to Kathmandu, get settled in, and like quite a bit of jet lag. It's about 11 hours time difference. We'll do a little bit of sightseeing over there as we get ourselves acclimated to the time, and then we head out to start our hike on the Everest Base Camp Trail, which kicks off with a flight to the Lukla Airport, which is one of the scariest airports in the world, I believe. The runway is only 1,500 feet, and it's kind of on an uphill slant because it's just so short. The planes are really small, and if you have a runway, you just have this mountain there. So it's a real quick landing, and then from there, we start our hike. It should be beautiful this time of year. It's just after the monsoon, not really too busy right now, but the weather should be really, really nice.
Well,
some
good.
T-shirts and shorts at the start here, and then as we get up toward the top, we'll be in some solid winter camping weather.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds exciting, and we'll ask you about that when you get back from that trip, maybe another time before your October event, but there won't be any jet lag involved in your October event, will there?
No, right after we come back, about a week and a half later, we've got our four-day land navigation immersion course. It was a big hit back in April. We had a waiting list. We had people reaching out to us from around the Midwest. Yeah, it was a popular program, so we wanted to bring it back before hunting season kicked off. It's going to be in southeastern Wisconsin this time, next one is going to be over in Calgary North, over at the Greenbush Shelter.
Okay, and what are you going to be doing?
This will be a full land navigation program that starts at the absolute beginning. So if you have never looked at a compass in your life or a map in your life, we start there with, you know, identifying the parts and pieces of maps and compasses, looking at what's in the white margin around the maps, what the symbols mean. You know, we start at square one.
Okay.
And we actually work our way all the way up through some more advanced navigation skills, including terrain association, dead reckoning, pace counting, route planning, using protractors, point plotting, UTM grid, all sorts of things that are much more advanced. And the goal is that, you know, this course is both in the classroom and outside of the field. We have a lot of hands-on activities, a lot of hours in the field. We're actually doing some nighttime navigation. We want people to come into the course and, you know, really gain some new skills and gain confidence in being able to use a map and compass to navigate so they aren't as restricted to trails. You know, if you're a hunter or a fisherman and you want to go someplace a little bit more remote, we want you to be able to leave this course and know exactly how to put a map together and get to where you want to go. So it's very exciting. Some of our bigger trips coming up, including a trip up to Canada this winter, we're using more and more map and compass. We obviously do have GPS capabilities. I use a Garmin on a lot of our trips. I've got a Garmin for satellite communication. But map and compass can be a lot of fun. It can be another thing that you can add to your repertoire to go out in the woods and explore. So we're looking forward to having a nice group out there and hopefully awesome weather, nice fall weather. It's going to be three very intensive classroom days, and then the fourth day is sort of an all-day optional fourth-day activity. We're going to spend probably at least 6 hours, maybe a little bit more, out in the woods, finding certain points on a map that we put together and working as a team in small groups to practice taking notes on different things you observe on the trail and putting those together with what you see on the map, using the compass, taking turns, kind of navigating different features and practicing all the skills that we covered the first 3 days. So it's a very, very full weekend.
It sounds like it. How important, Nick, is it to know how to use a compass and a map now that we have GPS and we have things like Onyx and other programs and Google Earth and stuff on our phones?
Map and compass skills are still very important. I mean, most people that are going out hiking have access to things like AllTrails. If you have a Garmin device, see your location there. But sometimes they aren't quite as reliable. One of my trip goers for Nepal is out in Colorado right now, Leadville, Colorado, prepping for Nepal. And she was out hiking the other day in an area that has quite a few trails, but there's a new trail that's not on the map. So she went to one of these apps, I think it might have been AllTrails, for information. So it shows up on AllTrails, and there's reviews about this new trail saying, oh yeah, it's, you know, only an hour and a half hike, and you know, here's where it is, and here's what it looks like. When she went looking for it, it was very unclear. It wasn't well marked. There were some gullies and cross trails, and it was very confusing out there. She had the Garmin, she had the map, she had some information, but, you know, it took, I think, about 5 hours to do this trail.
Wow.
Not an hour and a half, as it said online.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, the people out in Colorado, too, they're more familiar with these places. Maybe they hike a little faster. Maybe, you know, who knows who wrote that review. But you can't always trust some of that information. I know I do guided trips in the Boundary Waters in the summer and in the wintertime. And the maps in the Boundary Waters change too. Some of the campsites shown on the map 3-4 years ago are no longer there.
Yeah.
So I use a combination of information I find on the internet and the Forest Service and new maps when I'm plotting out my route. For map and compass, everyday use, you can get by without it. I would actually argue that if you don't know how to use a map and compass, that if you just have a compass with you, you know, it might even get you more lost if you don't know how to use it.
Uh-huh.
They really go hand in hand. But there's something very liberating about being able to take a compass on a map and know your location off trail in the woods and decide where you want to go next.
Yeah.
This past winter, I was up along the Moose River in the Arctic Ocean, and our entire trip was map and compass. And one of the things that we were doing is we had these aerial pictures of the area, and we saw what looked like old logging roads that were overgrown, maybe 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead is not something that you want to really mess around with if you don't know exactly where you are. So we had aerial maps and we had printed maps that we made with CalTopo. It definitely added more to our trip. You know, it's like learning plant ID or identifying birds or tracks. When you know more things that are out there, it just adds that much more to your experience in the woods.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Now, you've got a co-leader on this October trip, Steve Fritz. Tell us about him.
Steve is an amazing instructor. He is one of the most patient navigation instructors that I've ever met. He's just a very, very patient, down-to-earth kind of guy. He actually taught navigation for the military for, I believe, roughly 15 years. He served for 26 years, and he absolutely loves map and compass. He can look at a map and he says his eyes just find routes in the lines, and he's an avid paddler. He's out all the time, all year round, just exploring his local area. He's very passionate about helping people get outdoors. He's been teaching with us, I think, 4 years now. He's been a presenter at our winter workshop, and he's been on a few trips with us. But this past spring was the first time that we finally put together this land nav course. It's a real, real treat to have him teaching this. He can answer any kind of questions. He's just got it really well organized and sorted out. So if you are a total beginner, or maybe you're an Eagle Scout and you've been orienteering for years and you've done this before and you want to freshen up your skills, or you want to maybe learn something new, you can still come to this class and there's plenty to learn.
All right. Well, when and how do we register for this class?
You can go to our website, nowoutdoors.org, and you can register there. The class is Friday, October 11th through Monday, the 14th. But it starts at 9 a.m. on that Friday, so it's a full Friday. And then it is listed as a four-day class. Sometimes we've had people that opt to not do the activity on day four. Highly encouraged, but day four is a full day. We're planning to go till 3 o'clock in the afternoon on that Monday. And then people can camp out. We've got a campsite out there for everybody. You can do your own meals, or I also have an option to provide meals as well.
Your meals are really special, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm a big foodie. We have really good food on all of our trips. Even the real remote trips, I have a lot of fun menu planning, and we get a lot of good reviews about that.
Okay, what's the deadline for registering?
Our deadline is October 6th.
Okay.
One more thing, because I will be out in Nepal for the second half of September, it might be a little challenging if you have questions, but if you just email them, reach out to the Now Outdoors website, and shoot us a message, and I will be able to respond periodically while I'm overseas.
Okay. Well, we will have to let you go here, but I know you've got some winter events that we'll talk about next time. We'll hold those now in suspense because we've pretty much run out of time. Well, Nick, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great trip to Mount Everest, and I hope you fill this group for the Land Navigation Immersion course in October.
Thanks a lot. Always a pleasure.
You're quite welcome. Nick Gordon is the owner of Now Outdoors Expedition Company. He will be on this trip that he's talking about. If you want to go on this trip or have more questions, go to nowoutdoors.org and you'll find a link right there. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Kanda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Warm up this fall with amazing specials at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They are open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesday, prime rib sandwiches on Thursday, and delicious fish fry featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder on Friday. Saturday features prime rib and lobster. And don't miss their authentic German buffet coming up August 5th. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Book your holiday gatherings now. Just look for the big deer.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
This weekend at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall. With incredible deals on wardrobe updates you can wear now and later. Like 25% off jeans, denim jackets, and more for her. And 20% off new fall must-have shoes. Get a jump on cooler temps with 40% off coats and jackets for him. Going on now at Macy's. Plus, download the Macy's app for even more great deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any clouds will give way to plentiful sunshine, gusty southwest winds to 20 miles per hour, and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, clear to mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine for your Monday with our highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 43.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Castle Rock and Peatonwell Flowages and Juneau County offer four seasons of outdoor recreation on two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes, plus many miles of river, hiking and biking trails, and much more. For more information, visit castlerock-peatonwell.com. And joining us now is Hunter Ehlert. He is the owner of Get Hooked Guide Service. You can find him on Facebook at Hunter Ehlert, and that's spelled O-E-H-L-E-R-T. And there's a link to his website on his Facebook page. It's easiest to find him there on Facebook. Well, Hunter, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. Thank you, Dan, for having me.
You're quite welcome. We'll get to the fishing, but last time we talked, you were a couple of days away from being a daddy. And I got to ask you, how is little Willow doing?
She is doing great. She is tremendous. She is learning so many new languages already. She's making new noises. She's starting to smile already. A little bit over a month here. She's doing good. She likes the hours between 12 and 3 a.m. Those are her favorite to be up.
Oh, boy. Those are tough for a fishing guide and a mom.
Oh, most definitely. Mama's been really tired for sure.
Yeah.
She's been doing awesome keeping after the little one.
Well, have you taken her fishing yet?
She has gone out for some bluegill fishing. She has been out on the boat twice already this year, and it seems like she's enjoying it.
Well, good. Good. Now, speaking of kids, you had a special kids event just recently, a couple weeks ago, on Castle Rock. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so me and two other guides, we got together, Joe Yachman with Advantage Guide Service and Dan Danielski with A&D Guide Service. They are willing to help out with the kids event. So we took six kiddos out in the morning for a half-day trip. They all got on some fish, they got on some walleye, they got on some crappie, white bass, even a couple carp hopped in the boat that day. All the kids got on some fish. Everybody had a great experience. And then at the end of the day, there were snacks, sandwiches, drinks. And then following along with that, they each went home with their own fishing pole and tackle box to hopefully get them out fishing more often.
Nice. Yeah, I know Joe. I fished with him on Peatonwell through the ice maybe 10 years ago with Jesse Qualley. We caught some nice crappies. I run into him once in a while at a gas station there on near where you folks live, Arkport. Anyway, so Castle Rock, you've been fishing it with the kids, but with guide clients as well, right?
Yes, with guides as well.
Okay, and how has the fishing been?
It's slowed up from the beginning of the year. I mean, we're in those dog days of summers right now. But we are still getting fish. We're getting walleyes with some crappie and white bass. Sometimes an occasional smallmouth will hop in the boat. Right now, the algae bloom is in full effect out there. So that's making it harder on things as well.
Okay.
Got to find that clean water and get out of that algae.
Yeah, and where is the clean water? Is it? Does it depend on the wind or what?
Yeah, so it really depends on the wind. So if you got a wind coming out of the east, obviously it's going to push that more to the west. And if it's out of the west, it's going to push it more to the east. You got to play it by ear and see what your wind's doing. And sometimes if you get enough boat traffic out there, it helps stir it up as well.
Okay. And how are you catching them when you find them?
We are doing some jigging, just with the basic jig and crawler in a minnow. If they're not biting with that, I have been pulling some bottom bouncers with crawler harnesses real nice and slow, and that's been pretty effective as well. Usually about late morning, live bait starts to die off at like in the beginning of the year, and then we will put the boards in and see if we can get more of a reaction bite with some crankbait, with some planer boards, and go from there.
And the catfish, do they just come when you're walleye fishing, or do you target them?
The catfish just pretty much mostly come as we're walleye fishing. They kind of hang out in the same areas. That's one thing that makes the flowage so special is there are so many different species that hang out together in certain areas. So you may never know what you're going to get on the other end of the line.
Yeah.
You could have a crappie, you could have a walleye, you could have a pike, you could have a muskie.
Right. You catch many muskies out there?
Not too many on my end, but I have seen some pulled out of there this year, and there have been a few over 50 inches that I have saw.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, so there are some really nice muskies in there. And the pike population seems to be getting better. The sizes there are, we've got quite a few of them in the mid-30s this year, so that is good to see.
All right. And the fish out of Castle Rock are good eating now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Yep, you can eat any kind of fish out of there that I find edible. I mean, I don't really eat the carp or the freshwater drum, mm-hmm. or the panfish and the walleye.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you have openings now for the rest of September and into the fall?
Yes, I do have openings. September is starting to fill up here pretty quick. More openings towards October are open, and I'm getting excited. We're right around that corner right now. That is late summer and early fall bite, so waiting for that water to cool down and for those fish to pick up good.
All right. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
A good tip for out on these flowages, if you're fishing them, don't get stuck in one spot. Make sure that you're trying to be on the move, because sometimes if you're in one spot, if you're catching nothing but a bunch of small ones, try to pick up, try to move, you know, sometimes maybe 20, 50 feet. Sometimes just relocating that little bit could put you on more fish.
All right, a good tip. Well, Hunter, thanks so much. Good luck with the fishing, and I hope your young daughter continues to excite you. I'm sure she will, and you'll get her out on the water as she grows up, I'm sure.
Oh, most definitely. It's going to be an exciting adventure with her.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Hunter Ehlert, O-E-H-L-E-R-T, is his name, and you can find him on Facebook. Just type in his name, Hunter Ehlert. He is the owner of Get Hooked Guide Service. He fishes Castle Rock and Peat and Well flowages and the Wisconsin River as well. And you can learn more about all the things that are available to do in that area in Juneau County and the two flowages at castlerock-peatandwell.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer 4 seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shift. Take your pick of a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays, or work 3 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits, and they just announced another wage increase. You could even earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in Medford or Merrill online at SPI.careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Mohawk, now at Menards. Add style to your room with Mohawk Vinyl Plank Flooring. It features a realistic wood grain appearance, is waterproof and durable, making it an ideal choice for active households. Stop in today to shop our wide selection of Mohawk flooring options or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They've got a big inventory clearance sale going on now on boats, electronics, docks, and lifts, and they've marked down prices on a bunch of used boats. This is a great time to save big on a boat. And winter storage space is filling fast. It's first come, first serve, so if you're interested in finding a safe place to store your boat for the winter, check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com, by the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we happen to mention, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. And you can also subscribe to our podcast there or download episodes going back a year or so. We're also available as a podcast on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. And we're all over social media. You can find Jeff at Hardwater Jeff. Find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Ruff grouse and cottontail rabbit seasons open next Saturday, September 14th, in the northern zone, and squirrel season opens statewide on the 14th as well. Check the DNR website or the hunting regs booklet for details. September 14th and 15th are also the dates for the youth waterfowl hunt. And, of course, the 14th is also the bow and crossbow deer season opener. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next performance is Sunday, September 22nd. It's a matinee at 4 p.m. at the Harbor Table in Washburn, where Warren and friends will perform Autumn Fancy songs. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. We'll try to catch up with Jeff Kelm again next week, although he's got another tournament, this one in Minnesota. Meantime, get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning, friends. It's so good to be able to meet with you and look into the Word of God again. I call you friends because after all these years, and I know that many listen, and so I just, in my mind, visualize people that are tuning in. And today, I understand the responsibility that I've been given, and with it comes that weight to be able to share His truth with you today, because I am so purposed in staying with the Word of God and staying with the truth that does not change in these days that we're living in. And so I've realized that that weight, that responsibility is becoming greater and greater as we see more and more deception in our society. And doing so, I pray that God would take this word today and it would become a rudder for your life. That's what I visualize, even as I said that, that God, in the midst of these storms maybe that you're encountering today, that God will give you a rudder that will be able to direct your life so that even when you're facing adverse winds or waves, that you would be able to stay the course and that nothing would be able to knock you from the path and the plan that God has for your life. I hope you heard that, that nothing has the ability to knock you from the path and the plan that God has for your life. I am completely convinced more and more that God, we need to speak that word out, that God has a purpose for our life and God has a plan for our life. And from that, we can get clarity in our minds and be able to step into the promises that he has for us. Because today is a new promise that he has for us. I've been thinking a lot about government. And this last week, I happened to come along in my devotions reading in Isaiah chapter 9. And you'll remember that what the prophet Isaiah declared about the coming Messiah, the coming